Gags 93.5. We are Laguna's only FM radio station. Oh, I'm so stoked. I believe that's the correct nomenclature.
Yeah, bruh.
Brett Denon's here. Hello, Brett.
Hello.
Hello, mate. What's going on? How are you?
I'm great.
It's very nice to see you in Laguna again, man.
Finally back. It's great to finally be back.
Yeah. Now, you're playing tonight at the Observatory. Santa Ana, or the Observatory.
Observatory.
Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes.
I've got a problem with the pronunciation.
Observatory.
Yeah. And,
Observatory.
But that's a big... I remember seeing you at the Sawdust Festival many years ago.
Yes.
So we in Laguna, we followed your rise, your meteoric rise, and that's a nice thing for us, because we consider you our own.
That's great.
Yeah.
That feels nice.
No, you belong to us.
Oh.
You're
ours.
Does
that mean I get to live here?
Well... You know what? Even I don't live here. No, none of us really live here. You know what I mean?
Where do you live?
We all live outside.
Evaporate?
No, we all drive in. We all drive in. We all live in cheap accommodation and we all drive in. You're going to need a couple of platinum records before you can afford to live in this town.
Okay. You know?
But it's so great to see you. You're not originally from Laguna, of course.
No.
Where are you from?
I am from Oakdale, California.
Where is that?
That is up in the where all the cows are.
Where the cows are.
Where the cows.
Are you from a farming country?
Yeah.
You country boy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from a town up there, a small farm town.
Is it like Bakersfield or somewhere
like
that?
Yeah, but it's way smaller and it's like another 5 hours north of Bakersfield.
Right.
So to you, Bakersfield is like Northern California, but it's... way up in the boonies, man. It's
really so. I have a friend who lived in Porterville. Is it near Porterville? Where's Porterville?
Porterville's up there, yeah. Not as far north as Porterville.
Well, he said when he was growing up, Bakersfield was like the big satanic town,
yeah.
You know,
well, it is. My grandma lived there, yeah. And she was Satan.
Wow, and growing up, was a lot of music in the house.
Not really. I mean, the kids, we all fiddled around, like my sister and brother and I. But my parents, they weren't like strumming on banjos or anything.
And you never felt like getting a family band together?
No. I had to do my own thing. I had to be my own guy.
Go your own way. And what about now? You're not just a musician. You're very much sort of the activist and believer in many causes and fundraiser.
Yeah,
out there
but
doing
it's
stuff.
The music. I mean, like, yeah. I guess so. I guess I was involved in a lot of stuff before, but I think it's the music that allows me, or at least enables me, because I get a group of people together to stare at me every night and listen to me. I think it's a powerful thing, you know, it's a privilege. So I like to incorporate organizations and causes, and I like to shine a little light on people who are doing good things.
Well, it's an act of kindness when you do, so... We appreciate it. We'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. Let's play a track from your new record, Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay.
Apparently this is the latest single, When We Were Young, so this might shine a light on your childhood. This is about your childhood.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen and then we'll come back and I'll we'll do a little more therapy. Okay? I don't
good,
charge very
I
much.
I haven't cried yet.
Brett Denon's on the radio on Cakes 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
High school was a catastrophe. It was a failure fast. pass me by. I see my life in a faded sky, slipping away.
That is a tremendous songwriting power of Brett Denon from his new album Smoke and Mirrors, When We Were Young. So great, man. Just wicked. You nostalgic for your childhood at all, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, I was homeschooled. And like we talked about before in our last episode of Brett's life, I grew up in a country town, so I was outside all the time.
Yeah, good times. And yeah. Even though it wasn't an affluent, even though you weren't, were you brought up in a, were you rich?
No, I mean, what's your definition of rich?
I don't know, food on the table?
Yeah, I mean, we always have food on the table. There was a couple things that happened to me in my childhood where I realized, I was like, oh, wow, I do not get to do the things that other kids get to do because of, like, how much money my dad makes or doesn't make.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me to deal with. Like, I remember a bunch of, like, you know, I couldn't go on a ski trip or something because we didn't have insurance, or I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But, so I kind of knew that, like, I wasn't rich, but it didn't, you know, you're a kid. When you're a kid, it doesn't matter. Like, I just love playing in the dirt, and I had a great life. I got to go to a great college, plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, that that thing of when, you know, they're sort of quality problems, aren't they? Can't go on a ski trip. I just wonder, sort of, as a kid, it can be a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's like, it, you get over it. Like, yeah. I mean, it's nothing compared to the things that some people can't do.
Skiing's overrated anyway, yeah. Frankly.
Well, now I love to ski, though. You can't tell me I can't go.
You can go now. If you want to go, you can go.
I really want to try.
So you've sort of got folk roots. I always think of you as a man with an acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And that track, obviously, a bit more produced.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean, it's produced, but it's what the song needs. I mean, can you imagine that song in folkier? Like, I'll save the folk songs for the song. I mean, every song sort of, you write it and it starts to scream out what it wants to be. I can't deny it that because I have roots with acoustic guitar, I can't, like, say no. Like, I have to give the song the treatment it deserves, and I have to grow as a artist. And
I think you keep it in check very well. I'm not saying that it's overproduced.
No, I'm just explaining for anybody out there who's listening, going, "Yeah, he's a folky. That song is not folk
Who
enough.
Who are these morons?
They're driving. I see them out there driving around listening. Who is this guy?
Yeah,
talking like that on the radio.
On the radio about stuff,
about things,
yes.
Noises and words.
Yeah. So the band, you got a band with you playing?
Yeah.
Is it a band that you've had for a long time, or do you get people in?
Yeah, some of the guys have been with me for a few years. There's the one brand new guy.
The drummer?
Drummers are hard to keep, you know?
Yeah.
They spontaneously combust. They say they're going to a bar, and then they never return, you know? Mm. They're just...
Yeah.
They're from another planet, you know?
They are strange. A strange breed. There's many stories told about drummers.
I definitely have cycled through lots of drummers.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else happens to them? They get snapped up by the next band up.
That happens
a lot.
Yeah.
So what can people expect at the show tonight at the Observatory?
Well, it's going to be a little more energy than I think people are assuming. By the way, I'm talking right now. I come across as very aloof.
Laconic.
It's because I'm saving it up for the big blowout tonight. It's like I walk through this world like a zombie in the daytime. But then when the nighttime rolls around, I drink a bunch of yerba mate, green
tea. Brett Bennett's going to come alive
tonight.
And
I go on stage and I'm like, hello, Santa Ana. No, I am being serious, though. I'm kind of groggy because last night was such a barn burner up in Santa Barbara. It is. It's a little more energetic than people are going to expect coming to see me. We play a lot of up-tempo songs and I rock out.
Well, that's exciting.
Dance
and we've
around
got,
like crazy.
We're going to have some tickets to give away a little later. But
okay.
You want to play a song for us right now? Because you've got your guitar on your lap. You might as well.
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
I would like to hear something off the new record.
Yeah.
How about You Make It Easy?
Wow. No one's ever asked me to play that before.
I like that because it's a really straight ahead pop song.
Okay.
And it's a love song and I like it a lot.
Okay.
Let's just make sure
cool.
All the mics are up and everything's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brett Denham, when you're ready, sir.
This is great. Nobody's ever asked me to play this. I've been down on love for so long. My bad luck seems to be gone. Yeah, something happens every time you come around. You make me feel like dancing and my feet don't touch the ground. Hey, baby, come close to me. Loving you comes so naturally. Stay, baby, stay here with me, 'cause you make it easy. Come see me, cinco de mayo. Hey, nana, you make it easy. Stay with me, 4th of July. Oh, hey, nana, you make it easy. We'll pick our tears and you can wear them in your hair. We'll drink margaritas and go dancing in the square. Hey, baby, come close to me. Loving you comes so naturally. Stay, baby, stay here with me, 'cause you make it easy. You make it easy. Something happens every time I see you smile. You make me feel like dancing, so please stay a while. Hey, baby, come close to me. Loving you comes so naturally. Stay, baby, stay here with me, 'cause you make it easy. Hey, you make it easy. Oh, you make it easy.
So great. So great. KX93.5 and Brett Denon here on the radio. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Really great. So wonderful.
Right on.
It made me lose my place in my list of questions. I was like, I'm trying to, you know, be professional, but that's so great. Tell me more about some of the things you've been doing in terms of, like, fundraising and politics and just generally
I've
that
been working
stuff.
A lot with this organization that's not so much political as it is. It's more of a health organization. It's called Love, Hope, Strength.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been bringing them out to all our shows. And they bring cancer treatments to people in developing countries that really don't have cancer treatments, let alone, like, sometimes they don't even have words for cancer. Like, they just don't, like, they have no concept of what
it is. Wow.
Yeah, and specifically they do a lot of work with broadening the bone marrow donor registry, so people with, like, very specific terminal illnesses, like that are basically have only one chance to live, and that's whether or not somebody has the right blood type match from, you know, they get the stem cells out of the bone marrow and save someone's life. So I try to encourage all my fans to sign up, get on the list is what they call it. You just take a cheek swab and put your name down and you're in the registry, and you never know, hopefully, like, you could save somebody's life. And it's happened now at 5 of my concerts. Somebody has been at one of my shows 5 times now and found out that they could save somebody's life by...
That's incredible. So you might get a call in the middle of the night.
Come to one of my shows, and then next thing you know, like, yeah, in the middle of the night, they're like, wake up. You're going to save someone's life. Oh, you're going to fly to wherever. And
no, it's a big deal. My dad had a weird blood group, and he used to get calls in the middle of the night. This is way back before DNA and before any of that stuff, you know. He would get a call in the middle of the night, and he would just have to run to the hospital, and they would take blood, and it would save somebody's life. And the idea that you could literally save somebody's life,
yeah,
as simply as
just
that.
Just by sitting in there and having someone stick a needle in you or whatever they do, I don't know.
They give you a cup of tea and a cookie,
yeah,
and you just sit there.
And you watch, like, old episodes of MASH.
Right. Exactly.
Wait, maybe not MASH, because then there's people getting sawed.
Right,
up.
No, they need to lower your blood pressure.
Magnum PI. It's something like...
They need to lower your blood pressure, not sort of drive you, not get you a bit front and right. You need to just relax. It's going to be all right. But no, that's fantastic. What's the name of the charity?
Love, Hope, Strength Foundation.
Love, Hope, Strength Foundation.
Yes.
And what about, I remember you doing that album for the Mosaic Project.
Yeah, I still work with the Mosaic Project. Yeah, I'm on the board of directors.
That's a great thing.
We're like, it's like a kids organization. It's a school that's an outdoor school. It looks and feels and breathes a lot like a summer camp, but it's a school. And it's all human relations curriculum. We... building community across differences. We get a diverse group of kids together, and they sort of themselves through the curriculum that we put forth and the music and the activities, they start to break down their stereotypes and prejudices that they have for each other and just of the world and for themselves, really. And they understand. They get to learn more about themselves and other people and why we have these systems in place to keep us apart. And they, as young kids, they begin to, like, build community, peaceful, like, diverse communities. We're, like, kind of raising young peacemakers.
So if you have those sort of experiences in your formative years,
yeah,
whatever happens to you later on, you can't. It's hard to forget.
Well,
that.
Like, I even in my, like, I grew up in a, like, we talked about my home life when in an earlier installment of deep, dark chasms of Brett's psyche.
We've really been there today. We've really been there.
Back when I was laying down on your couch, I come from a farm town where it's all, you know, white, blue collar. Like, had I had an experience like the Mosaic Project, I would have grown up with a much more open mind
towards those kinds of things. Yeah, well, do you want to play us another song, man?
Sure.
I would love it if you would.
Yeah, what do you want to hear now?
Oh, you could do... Why don't you do something from one of the earlier albums?
Oh, wow.
Let's do something like... oh, I don't know. I'm going to let you choose.
Something from an earlier album?
Yeah, something from like...
Like Ain't No Reason or...
Yeah, Ain't No Reason would be a good one. Yes. Perfect. Ain't No Reason. It's Brett Denon. I should say that this is KX93.5.
Yes.
We are Laguna's only FM radio station.
Only one. Wow.
There's no competition.
No competition.
If you are driving into town right now and you're listening to this voice and you're thinking, I got to get this off my out of my ears, just have a go. Try.
Yeah. There's nowhere. All the dials
there's
are
nothing.
The same.
That's right.
It's like no matter where you go, you're there.
We're here. Brett Denon on the radio, everybody.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking to saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of them ones and they all change the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. And people walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets. Talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. And people walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free, yes, it will. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. You keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bad to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung that's filled with coal, suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move, but politicians lie and I am not fooled. Cause you don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched into the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I'll try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. Yeah. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
Laguna's adopted son. Brett Denon there on KX93.5. The phone has been ringing off the hook.
Really?
All the way through this. Yeah, that light that's flashing.
Oh,
that's
I have
the
my
phone.
Eyes closed.
People are trying to call to speak to you, but I'm not going to let
trying
them.
To tune them out.
Yeah, me too.
They've got enough voices.
We don't like
head.
People. Me and Brett, we're not interested in you. Go
Can't
away.
Can't you see I'm a musician? I just want to be loved alone. I hate people. I hate when they're standing there watching me play and singing along and smiling.
In a minute, I'm going to play a track from an older track of yours.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I are going to have a cuddle.
Oh.
We're going to have a cuddle and we're going to brush each other's hair
so
and cry.
I have so many things I want to say.
Do you? Say them now. Just say one thing now.
Okay. Tears.
Tears. All right. I don't know what that means.
This is how I'm feeling.
Tell me about a boy that's coming up. You listen, you've done a lot of things for the community, and you use your position so beautifully, and we're very grateful to you, sir.
I'm grateful to you.
And
thank
you. No, it's nice.
I do it for the recognition from you.
Well, I know there's a it's not an altruistic thing. You do it for yourself, but that's all right. That's the natural way of things. One of the great things for you personally is that your music gets used on TV shows. Mm-hmm. And there's this new show about a boy, mm-hmm. which is like there are trailers for it all over Hulu. I'm serious.
Yes.
I watch Hulu.
There are.
I watch Hulu trailers. And Netflix. That's the Russian version.
Netflix.
Right? And it's coming up soon. And Come Back Kid.
Yeah.
The track Come Back Kid.
Yeah.
Is being used.
Yeah. It's been... I think the show's been on for like 4 weeks now.
Has it been on? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry to correct you in front of all your fans, but...
You won't be the first. Got news for you.
But, yeah, it's been around for like 4 weeks. And Comeback right. Kid is the theme.
It is the theme.
Of the, it's a show about a dude who's a musician, lives in San Francisco, and he's like incredibly good looking, and like... The neighbor woman who's
it doesn't have
mom.
It's got redheaded guy,
well,
tall
I'm,
redheaded guy.
This is the setup for the joke why they use the song because they based it on my life.
Of course they did. It's not the Nick Hornby. It's not the Nick Hornby. There's a Nick Hornby book about
know.
A boy, and there was
no, it's a book. It's based on the book.
Yeah,
there
was
Bruce,
a movie
Bruce
as well.
Hornsby.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Yeah. So good. Well, it's I mean it's on TV and that's nice.
It's great,
isn't
it? Yeah.
One of my songs was used for a terrible film last year. And I daren't direct anybody to it because I'm embarrassed.
What's the film called?
The film's called Divorce Invitation.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. So let's not talk about it.
Okay.
But if you watch 5 minutes of it, I get paid.
Nice.
So go home tonight, make yourself a nice cup of tea after the gig, put Netflix on.
It's on Netflix?
Divorce Invitation. You don't even have to watch it. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Come back, turn it off.
Just That's watch it. A little bit of it.
Don't watch any of it.
Wow.
But I get my 8 cents if you do that. Probably less than that. I don't know. But it is great to be recognised in that way. How do you like actively seek out that kind of thing, or does it just happen?
No, I've been lucky enough to have a lot of success with TV shows and movies, and it's usually because of a few people, like About a Boy, for example. The woman who. Is in charge of the music for that show is also in charge of the music for the show Parenthood.
Ah.
So she's also put a lot of my songs on Parenthood. And she's also a DJ at a radio station that we won't talk about.
Please don't.
But they're somewhere in Southern California also, but not here. Because there's only one radio station here.
That's correct. It's Radio Free Laguna.
KX93.5.
Good man.
The only radio in Laguna.
Thank you. So, there was a lot more I wanted to talk to you about. In fact, I had a big list of things, but you've talked nicely about all kinds of things. It's so nice to see you, Brett.
Okay.
Man, thanks for coming down here.
Thanks for getting me out of bed.
You've got a slight... I'm not sure if you actually mean that when you say that.
It's true. You notice I've been waking up throughout this
You have. You Now you're fully awake now. We should start again.
Yeah, we should actually do this for real.
Brett Denon is a singer-songwriter of note, and he's been coming to Laguna for a long, long, long time, and we are totally honoured and stoked that you came down here today. He even did a drawing for us to auction off at our thing. Were you going to sign it for me?
I did. I signed
did
it right
it?
Down under the guy's feet.
All right, perfect. All right.
That's my artist signature. I'll do my regular one, too.
Do a big one so everybody knows it is really you. So we'll be auctioning that off at our next fundraiser, Craft Brews and Views. That's coming up soon. Brett, I'll just all that remains is to say goodbye, and we're going to play Come Back Kid.
Okay.
And thanks again, bud.
Thank you,
Come
bud.
Back anytime.
I will.
All right.
KX93.5 Here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it's the common curse. Maybe things get